is top. Something hanging like this, it's having or eating top. So that's top. Then it's up, water. Water is quite normal, understandable, but a nominal moral condition. Water is the essence of life. Everything is water, and we believe knowledge, the flow of knowledge. So it will be top and up. Then there are some points made there that the requirement went to the thunder and a very special cloud, raining cloud. These thunderstorm, raining cloud, and water, and that top, all of this together was not enough. So next verse, he put the fire and the water beside each other, which normally they don't go. To explain that, the thing that I'm talking about is not a very imaginable, logical stuff. Repentance, I mean a deep feeling in you, which will burn something, which will bring in the cloud and the rain, which is the gift of God, and you have to endure over there and glow and believe in the flow of knowledge. Oh, that feeling, I mean, in you could save you from the logical dilemma of your brain, which is telling you, this is useful, let's have it. I want this. This is good for me. And that's the strong stuff over there. So you need a strong stuff to oppose it. Yes? Then you will go to the opposite kind of proving that. Isn't it like this? Isn't it that it doesn't happen? So on and so forth. Yes?
For repentance, there must be a glow and a flood. Lightning and clouds are the condition indispensable to repentance. There must be fire and water for the fruit. Clouds and lightning are necessary for this accomplishment. Until there is the lightning of the heart and the rain clouds of the two eyes, how shall the fire of menace and wrath be allayed? How shall the herbage... When shall the herbage grow of the delight of union? When shall the fountains of clear water gush forth? When shall...
See, the problem starts from line 1646. Over there he started, until there is the lightening of the heart. And the Persian is not like that. The Persian is as if there will not be the thunder, lightning and thing like that, then when this will happen, when this will happen, if there is not such a thing like that. It starts with tanabashat, means in non-existence of. In non-existence of lightening of the heart and the rain cloud of the two eyes, if you could translate it. In the absence of that, how this could happen, or when this will happen. This will not happen. It's like that.
Well, as she said, maybe instead of until, you could say unless.
Yes, you could say unless.
Unless there is the lightning in the heart.
Yeah.
How shall the herbage grow of the delight of union? When shall the herbage grow of the delight of union? When shall the fountains of clear water gush forth? When shall the rosebud beds tell their secret to the garden? When shall the violet make an engagement with the jasmine? When shall a plane tree open its hands in prayer? When shall any tree toss its head in the air? When shall the blossoms begin to shake out their sleeves, full of largesse in the days of spring?
How shall the cheeks of the anemone flame like blood? When shall the rose bring gold out of its purse? When shall the nightingale come and smell the rose? When shall the dove say coo-coo as one that seeks? When shall the stork utter with its...
Anybody is listening? I believe you are... He's bringing the same stuff again and again. This is the highest poetic language he's using to describe the beauty of the dynamic of existence. To tell you that without that parameters, you will not get this beauty. You could even be bored by reading this. But if you pay that attention, you see he's describing all the beauties of the dynamic of life, and it goes to super romantic to call in the similarity between the noise of a bird and some declaration of faith. See, all of this, when you are filled with the beauty, then you will say, where is this beauty is coming from? That tenderness is coming from somewhere. Yes?
When shall the earth show forth the secrets of its inmost mind? When shall the garden become radiant as the sky? From where have they gathered these garments? Of them from one who is bounteous and merciful. These graces are the signs...
Okay, here again we have a problem, which is the problem of translating this book. Because he does something like somebody who is teaching his stuff, and we use the popular music to insert some points. He will do that times again, and we don't know how to translate it, because the way he does it, he will just say it in Arabic, full Arabic, and he will pick up pieces of that Arabic which are those memorable, repeated part of Quranic verses or the prayers. And he will repeat it. Here in Arabic he will say, Min kalimun min rahimun kulla. Everything is Arabic, nothing is in Persian or Persian. Because in all the prayers and stuff, at the end, all the prayers is asking a favor from Karim and Rahim, and it is that. Because these are the adjectives repeated in Quranic verses for God. So he will bring that romantic message of Quran for a believer in this. That's the way he did it. He brought in the beauty of life and the tenderness and the bizarre stuff of this magical thing and said, where is this coming from, the thing? There is only one source. So all these beauties are there. And you're tracking this stuff. This is the track of a very special person. We call it the prayer fellow. Obed, the one, how do you translate Obed?
The one who practices
the prayer and things like that.
Worship. Worshipper.
Something like that. A little bit more than worshipper, because you would not call a non-worshipper. Right? It's none is more than worshipper. Obed is more than worshipper.
Is Obed the same as
Zohar? Abed
is
Abdi. Abd? Yes, Abdi and all that, yes. It's as I try to explain it, it's a little bit complicated because it's not, there is no one meaning for one word in Arab language. Every word carries the meaning of a family, a group, which covers both sides of the coin. That's how it is. Yes?
Those graces are the signs of wisdom.
That's not grace, that's tenderness.
This tenderness or those tendernesses?
Tendernesses, yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Are the signs of witness. They are the footprints of a man devoted to service. That person has seen the king gladdened by the sign. When that one has not seen him, there is no recognition. The spirit of that one who at the time of am not I saw his Lord and became beside himself and intoxicated.
That's am not I saw. I don't know if we do or not, because the word is alast. And alast is a very tricky stuff, because by literally it means, isn't it? That's it. But for the Muslims, this is the abbreviation of a promise we made before coming to here. God asks us, isn't it that I'm your God? You're not going to forget it, do you? And we promise not to. So we call that the contract we made with God. It's ahd, a promise, which belongs to that time. We call that time the time of alast, the time of that question. So this alast is that question. I don't know how to translate it, but by itself, the people who know the Quranic language, a little bit Arabic, they understand what alast is, because it's one of the major subjects of discourse. That's the question. Alastu rabbikum wa qalu bala. What? Yes, yeah.
It says alastu, not alastu. Because I didn't understand until.
Yeah. Everybody knew that you didn't understand.
He knows the scent of the wine because he drank it. When he has not drunk it, he cannot scent it.
So, you see, what a delicate subject rather than to say, listen, by one word, I refer you to pre-existence of everything. Over there, he asks us a question, and we answer, right? Okay, now, the guy who remembers that is the guy who was drunk over there, who was happy to talk to God. That happiness and joy will help to remember it. The guy who doesn't remember that promise is like a guy who have never tasted the wine, never got drunk. So the guy doesn't know what we are talking about. We are talking about a glass of wine we had before anything started, before I come to here. Where was I before coming to here? Anybody knows? Where was I before coming to here?
Time before time, the time beyond time. Peach?
The breath. I am the breath. I am not the rest. And before coming here, I was there. I am his breath. Ah, that tastes lovely. So I never forget that, because somehow I remember I tasted it. Somehow. How? I don't know. Are you capable of doing the same? I don't know. But